USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Retiring from Congress, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy bid farewell in his final speech from the House floor today.
Thank you for ever giving me this opportunity to serve you.
To America.
I loved every single day.
The California Republican urged lawmakers to prioritize doing the right thing, even if it involves risking their positions. Earlier this year, McCarthy faced removal as Speaker due to disagreements with conservative Republicans over concessions made to Democrats on a government spending bill. Tech and healthcare workers lead in job dissatisfaction, according to a pay scale report on over 770,000 U.S. workers. Senior product managers top the list with 66% intending to quit despite a $144,000 a year median salary. Phlebotomists rank second with 62% seeking new opportunities. Other jobs with dissatisfied workers who are preparing to quit include line cooks, patient care technicians, emergency room nurses, and cybersecurity analysts. The Biden administration is urging Israel to increase precision in its Gaza attacks. That's according to National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
Efforts Israel is now undertaking to be more surgical in their targeting and efforts that they are taking to help increase the flow of aid.
The statement coincides with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's meetings with top Israeli officials in Tel Aviv. Two people have been arrested in connection with seven elementary school kids in Virginia who got sick eating gummy bears that had come in contact with fentanyl. It was determined a child brought the gummy bears from home and a search warrant was executed. Clifford Dugan was arrested and held without bond, charged on two counts, including contributing to the delinquency and abuse of a child. Intel is gearing up for the release of a new AI computer chip slated to debut next year, positioning itself in competition with rival chips such as NVIDIA's, which powers OpenAI's ChatGPT. This is USA News.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
A New York court has dismissed former President Trump's attempt to contest the gag order imposed on him. Trump's legal team sought to overturn the order, preventing him and his attorneys from discussing the judge's court staff publicly. The appeals court ruled that Trump did not follow the appropriate legal procedure to challenge the gag order and sanctions against him. Additionally, the court rejected Trump's request to allow his lawyers to investigate a review of the gag order. Make sure you check for a banana in your tailpipe, because Axel Foley is back with Eddie Murphy reprising the role. The first trailer is out for the fourth movie titled Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F.
Please tell me you didn't get arrested again.
Twice, but I broke out.
The movie's expected to hit Netflix in 2024. Week 15 of the NFL season begins with two teams fiercely holding on to playoff aspirations. Tonight at 8:15 p.m. Eastern, in Thursday Night Football, the Las Vegas Raiders host the Los Angeles Chargers. Both teams enter the game with records of 5-8. And former New York Congressman George Santos is expanding his side hustles. The ousted Republican is introducing a subscription-based tell-all page on social media platform X. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.